Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Ship, and we're here to have another healing program. This is our Creation Light Ship healing night, and we'll be dealing with the subject of self-empowerment and maybe what type of Creation Light Ship healing you can use yourself and your responsibility for you to understand how the healings work and what you need to do with the healings to make them more beneficial. So this is our self-empowerment night. So we could have questions on the fast chat or also call-ins. And I'd like to keep the focus on Creation Light Ship healings and what the Light Ship offers you. And if you want to call in and maybe express a healing that you had and how you responded to it, hopefully it'd be favorable. And or maybe how long it took you to actually complete something. Remember, some people, when I've talked to them, they think that they just, by doing a clearing one time, unless it's a, the whole lifetime clearings are just done once, unless you do the unlimited after that. So there's no need to repeat your past on a whole lifetime clearing. The other clearings are designed to be used more than one time. So just by doing one does not necessarily make that healing complete for you, because there could be more energies or issues that, can go sideways sometimes. So you want to stay with the healing for a while. This is like doing timeline crashing. Naturally, you don't want to do just one. You want to keep it on until you feel like you're being satisfied and your body is actually feeling better. Now, if you are using your feeling body to sample energies, then if you're that type of person, and maybe a person who's very empathic, then I would highly recommend, if you're using that to judge your healings on the success rate of them and how long it could take you or how you're feeling, by all means, you need to get that body cleaned out, which would be your feeling body, because you can't sample an energy and look at it realistically in non-judgment unless that body is actually cleared out. So if you're doing feelings, you're using feelings to validate a clearing, and if you haven't had your feeling body cleared, then you're using the corrupted body full of gunk for you to analyze what's happening to yourself. So that's just one way of looking at it here. If you're able to drop into your heart to feel the energy, that would be great too. So what we're going to do first here is the mind a heart drop, and I'll do that at the end of the program, because if I do that now, then you're going to not be able to communicate on this program. So we need to remember about 5 minutes before we close down here of the show, to do the mind a heart drop. Otherwise, this show, you're going to be very peaceful and centered, and you probably won't get your information because you're going to be in non-judgment. So hopefully you've done your homework, so we ask you to do the mind a heart drop to see how you've been affected by that and how your life has went. So we'll just pass it over to Carrie here, and we'll see who has any questions. We do have our marathon body rejuvenation coming up starting this Saturday. It's a four-hour call, 1 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Eastern. Then after that, the next day, which is Sunday, is our eight-hour intensives, and we do three 8-hour Sundays. You're on the light ship in quarantine, and it's very necessary to get on these calls if you wish to get rid of the creatures that are in you. And if you have had the luxury to see Apollo 18, this is one of the creatures that we pull out of you. This is the crab energy. This is kind of how they look. I'm still seeing things like that, even though it was in a sense, the movie set doing most of this, movie, but they did get the information probably from the original footage. How they got it, I don't know, but I won't get into that, but they are showing these energies that has crawled into the astronauts and stuff. So if you haven't seen that movie, it's good to kind of watch. And just know you have the invisible ones inside of you just like this here, causing you harm. So, Carrie, I'll turn it over to you.
All right. So maybe you guys can type into the fast chat and let Ron know if you did your mind to heart drop this week and how that went. Everett is saying, I did my mind to heart drop while at work when dealing with people in despair. So, well, that's great. Well done. Hopefully that helped. If you have any other stories or comments or anything to talk about, you can also call in. So we're on station one today. So if you try lines, I would say, well, let's do line four today. I think that 888 that is going under line, been written under line one, is actually the toll free for the U.S. and Canada. So that's 888-627-6008. And then 530-413-4522. Let's see. So we're going to be talking about self-empowerment, as Ron mentioned at the top of the show. So if you have clearings that you've done that you felt did empower you, then maybe you could call in and tell us about those. Tell us how they changed or have affected your life. Or if you have questions about a particular issue that you feel is blocking you, you can type that in and we can talk about the clearings that can help that. So Janice is saying, I did the mind to heart drop and it helped me stay very peaceful. So that's wonderful. That's exactly what it does, of course. Pauline, having the heart spirit connection, does this. Let's see. So did I give out the second number, 530-413-4522? So I'm assuming that quite a few of you have probably done the self-empowerment clearing, but I would imagine, Ron, that's the first place to start if you're feeling stuck or you want to start shifting energies and move forward after you've done your whole life emotional. So maybe you want to talk about that one, which, of course, works really, really well in conjunction with the billboard clearing, the psychic billboard clearing.
Yeah, that's a very nice one, the self-empowerment one. That has a lot of issues that almost everybody has. So it helps you. This is like another Band-Aid clearing because we have many, many clearings on that one. I believe the cost is $50 for 6 weeks. So what it does is allows you to work with the present moment with your stuff. It still could be deeply ingrained in you, but at least it gets you jump-started. And that's why we have it on there. Then you use a psychic billboard to reinforce that. Kind of switching gears slightly here. If you're an empathic person and you've had a clearing, and maybe a lot of you out there are that, and all of a sudden you find that you are picking up stuff and you wonder, gee, I thought I had that cleared from me, and now I'm picking that same issue up from other people. That just means that what you're picking up is probably going deeper into your DNA. And even though you did your whole lifetime one, like I mentioned on the other program, the other show on BBS that we had, you probably had it cleared out until somebody brought up the issue, and then all of a sudden it went a little deeper. Your spirit goes, oh, this one here is maybe back a few generations. We'll pull it out of the hat and pop it up, you know, pop goes the weasel, and all of a sudden you wonder, gee, I had a clearing for this, and I wonder why I'm reacting to it the way I am. Well, it's just that it went deeper. So if you do hang out around people a lot with a given issue, it's very possible they could bring that forward in your life from your DNA, and you may need to possibly do that clearing as an unlimited so you can get rid of more of that stuff. The whole lifetime one probably would not really help you because now you have to go deeper, and also maybe even the seven generational one. Remember, we all have issues, and it's hard to say which ones we have. I just put up online two clearings. Let me think here. I put up the special healing clearing, so that one's up right now. And that one is designed for somebody who has an issue, and they go through the list of issues that we have, different clearings, and they go, man, it's just not on here. And so that one's up. We do have a clearing, I believe, for hope, for hopelessness, I think, something like that. Maybe you could check it out, Carrie, if you know the name of it exactly.
Yeah, I think it's Hope, yeah.
Yeah, so that one is good. We do have another one coming up, which will be up probably shortly, I think, which will be for trust. And so those will be really good to have, too, maybe if you need that. Remember, not all these clearings are made for you. So if you do the drop-down box, you go, uh-oh, you know, it just keeps going and going and going, you know, like the, you know, the what is it, the Ever-Ready Bunny or something,
yeah.
And you go, man, this is just too much to handle. Well, you may not have all of those, you know. That's why I always say do the emotional clearing first. So if you're a new-time listener and you see that and you go, you know, this is just forget it, you know, just do your emotional one first and see where you are with your situation. And like I said, typically I would think, and maybe the people out there listening could even validate this for me, but I would think that most people probably have maybe a half a dozen major core issues, and they're probably listed on that page. And once you clear those out of you, then you should start to feel much better. So don't, just because we have a lot of them, you know, you probably all have maybe six major ones. But the whole thing with the clearings is once you have it, then you need to be responsible for that clearing. And like I say, what happens is when we get stuck with emotional stuff, it's only because we tie into it. We respond to it. So what you want to be is like transparent. Like I mentioned on one of the shows, I think I said if I started swearing on the program here, a lot of you would probably be upset and would not like it. And that's only because there's an issue with each one of those words, okay? So where you want to get to is just to hear whatever's being told to you, and it goes right through your body because you're not attaching the energy to you, and your body is not hanging on to it. If it sticks in your body and then you respond, then you have a problem. And you can watch people, you know, just like I said, you know, like in a movie theater, and you see a situation to where it's real scary, and you watch people cover their eyes or they jerk or they jump during different scenes, they have an issue there. It may not be this lifetime, but they have that issue. So when they're watching maybe somebody getting hit or stabbed or whatever is going on in the movie, they have that issue, just as big as it would be with that person experiencing it or going through that particular scene in the movie. It may not be that intense, it could be a lot worse, but that would be the issue that they're dealing with or you're dealing with. So you know that you want to get that cleaned out of you because it's blocked energy, and the blocked energy will eventually kill you. So how long do you want to live? That's the main thing. So when you get the clearings done, then you're able to do a lot of energy work, and the energy work, after you have the clearing, you're actually being freed of that energy that you went through. But if you tend to feel more energy on something and somebody starts bringing something up or you think the clearing didn't work, then you may have to go deeper. That's why we have the seven generational one. Or you may want to do the unlimited. Either one will possibly work, but you have to decide for yourself how deep you have to go. So back to you, Carrie.
All right, so Shannon is asking if the magnetic twisted body clearing helps with self-empowerment.
I don't think that one does, okay? The reason why I'm saying that is because the magnetic twisted body aligns your bodies for healing. So it's not designed for that. I would imagine that it could possibly help somewhat, but that clearing... I would not recommend for an issue. The issue that it's dealing with is your invisible energetic bodies being in the wrong position to accept healing. So that is how that healing works. And that's the way it's designed to work, is to readjust your energetic body so you can have healing brought forth through you. Oop, I think we got a beep here. Somebody online?
Yeah.
Hello out there.
Hi,
anybody
Mom.
There? Oh, yes. Hi. I heard a voice. Oh, I think we're talking over each other. Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
Hi, Ron. It's Halcyon.
Hi, Halcyon.
Hi.
Hi. I have a question. For when you complete a clearing, and you've cleared it through your cellular body and through, say, your spouse's cellular body, if you're still experiencing a problem with one of the emotions, what is the most effective way for me to address that situation? Should I go through their cellular body, through mine, especially if it's impacting our offspring?
Okay, well, that's very interesting. Okay, so what I hear you asking is you did a clearing for maybe you and your spouse, and then the clearing maybe didn't work all the way, and now you're kind of recycling a few of those issues. Is that what I'm hearing you say?
That is correct.
Okay. The way I would look at that, first of all, I would say, well, gee, if I got this issue, is it really mine? Is it my husband's issue? Maybe I didn't go deeper with him. Maybe my child has the issue and it's resonating in me. Or, you know, let's look at it a whole different way. Let's say that everybody is cleared out. You did the three clearings for your family and you're all spick and span, and all of a sudden something happens to you. Very possibly, you know, going sideways completely, it could be an entity hopped in. And entities will body hop from one person to the next, making you think that you have a problem. So it may not even be you. It may be that entity going from your child, and they do something, and then that entity pops into you and pushes, not necessarily your button, but makes you think that, you know, something is wrong with your child or they didn't behave properly. And then you tell your husband about what happened during the day. And then that entity hops into your husband. And all of a sudden, the entity is carrying all that negative energy for all of you. And you wonder what's going on. So it could be an entity even.
Okay. Didn't think of that.
Yep. So that's why I don't necessarily stress the entity clearing that much. But, boy, it's so wonderful to do that. And that's why you might want to consider entity clearings. And if you do an entity clearing, I would almost 100% tell you to do the unlimited, because, you know, you can keep on that. And remember, other people's stuff, they call you up on the phone, and all of a sudden they may be dumping on you different things, and along with that comes an entity. So it may not even be your stuff. It could be an entity stuff that wants to hang on to a body. So entities are a very big one.
Okay.
Because I could do a sample, if you like, for you. Would that be okay? We'll do an entity clearing?
That's fine. Yes, thank you.
Okay, so I need everybody out there listening to think of a situation that you're dealing with. And typically you want one that's probably pretty current so you can relate to it. And let's just say that you had a clearing, or maybe you didn't have a clearing at all, but let's just say that you had a clearing and you thought you got rid of this, say, a hidden monster in you of energy, and all of a sudden its head rolls up, and now you wonder why you're dealing with that. It may not even be your stuff. Maybe somebody else's. Maybe being empathic could have brought it over to you, too. But that still could be, in a sense, entities. So here we go. So let's just assume that it's an entity. We'll see if it is. So think of an issue that pushed your button that you thought you had cleared. So here we go. One, remember, you have to think of something. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And it's a little heavy. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, Okay, we'll see how that feels for all of you. Because remember, entities can come across and make you think that you're unworthy, do all different types of things, because they have that issue. And you don't have to have the issue for them to want to come into you. Like I said, entities give you addictions, so you may not have ever had an addiction before, and all of a sudden one comes into you, and you choose to do something that's addictive, not knowing why. And that's probably what it is. So entities are one of the main problems here also. So anything else, Halcyon?
Yes. Would you recommend, how often would you recommend doing the unlimited then? Because normally I will do it once a week.
I would probably do it more often. Yeah, I would say probably every other day would be what I would do.
Okay.
You know, if you have done the emotional and you have the unlimited, I would at least do that twice a day. Only because you don't know what you're collecting. Remember, people dump on us. The phone rings, you talk to somebody. You know, if you're in communication with somebody, if you notice, they're really going to be talking about their storyline. And their storyline, you're probably getting tired of hearing, but they're still dumping stuff on you. Because you don't know what's being told to you energetically or what those words are doing to you. Remember, the letters make up words, and that energy, you know, is and can be controlled by the aliens, and they're there to get you back into the loop again just by certain words.
Okay.
You know, if you notice, one word would be like, I love you. So you go into a store, and you're in line, and you hear a couple, and they say, oh, I love you. Well, your ears are probably going to perk up to see if they're talking to you, and you're going to notice maybe this couple that maybe just got together and they're in love with each other, and you go, oh, isn't that nice? Well, you just tapped into their energy fields. Now, what are they giving to you? What's being transmitted to you from those people? As you connected to the words, now you're involved in their storyline. So now you're living their storyline, okay? What are they going to do when they leave, you know, that line in the grocery store or whatever, you know? Because you're going to be involved with that energy because you got into their storyline. Or you could say you got now involved with their parallel lifetime. So where are you? Only because the words kind of persuaded you to go that way.
Okay.
So very interesting.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I have one more question.
Okay.
If everyone has done their emotional clearing and done the entity clearing and have already also done the unlimited, and there is still an issue occurring, how far? Okay, let me go back. Everyone has done their current lifetime clearings, but there is still a couple of issues that keeps cropping up again and again and again. Would it be easier to go through, say, go through the child to get the clearing done, or go through each individual, and will that benefit the child, or does everyone have to do all of the seven generationals?
Okay, what I would do is, if you do have a child, and you've already done their whole lifetime clearing, and you realize that you yourself still have one of these issues that is coming up, I would definitely do the child seven generation, because it'll go from the child to you and your husband, or maybe, you know, your if you're the husband, then it'd be your wife, and it'll go in that direction up. It'll go to the people living past you, which would be your parents and maybe even the grandparents. So they're all going to get a clearing. And even though they may not have had their whole lifetime clearing, it's still going to help out the DNA in them. So they will actually benefit from the clearing, even though they haven't had a whole lifetime clearing. But by all means, you know, you would probably want to go to the child. Now, it will not go typically sideways. So if you do like your son and you have a daughter, it probably will not connect with them as much. You know, there is cording energies that people do, so it will help to eliminate the cords. And they may feel benefit from it, but it will not go sideways, but it will go up through the generations. So as long as somebody is living physically, then it will affect them. So yeah, by all means, I would do, you know, one of your children, if they, if you do have children, because it will affect you. And that's, and that, you know, it'll be the same clearing for you as for them, because you gave it to them, and now they're going to help you to get rid of it. That's very nice.
Excellent. Thank you, Ron.
Okay, you're welcome. Thank you for calling. So, I guess back to you, Carrie.
Okay, I have a feeling I heard another beep. Is there anyone else on the line?
Yeah, hi. Ron?
Hi.
Carrie? Hi, this is Ann.
Hi, Ann.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
Doing good.
Very well. So how can we help you tonight, Ann?
Pardon?
How can we help you tonight?
Ron? Yeah, I want to briefly say something about the emotional clearing, how important it is.
Great.
Okay. I was just going over some things, and it came to me about when people worry and have concerns, and when you worry and you have concerns, that causes trauma. Aside from the trauma that has been passed down through generation through generation, and then in turn that trauma goes into inflammation, and as people know, inflammation is one of the causes of diseases, sickness, and death. Okay, and it's very important to get the emotional clearing, because if you don't, you might get medical help, which is really like just a Band-Aid, but you have to really go to the crux, the center of the problem, in order to neutralize it, and that's through the light, to go to the light. So I was just making some notes, and I just wanted to share some things along with doing the emotional clearing. I saw this movie not too long ago with, it's called Fallen, and it has the song by the Rolling Stones called Time Is on My Side, and I'm not going to go into the whole thing about this had humans are controlled by, you know, so-called spiritual realm, and this song said time is on my side. And what is this? To me, is saying that the aliens, time is on their side because they control time. Okay, and the only way out is to go towards the light, not the false light, but the true light, and which is singular. And you're the only one that is bringing that forth. So I encourage people to take some time, especially young people, to take some time and listen to Ron. This goes out to, you know, primarily the young people. Take some time and listen to Ron, because young people, what I'm finding out, you know, over the years, they get so stressed, and religion is not getting it, okay? They cannot, because they're of the false light. So if young people start tuning into Ron, then this will help free them up, whereas they can see. It doesn't take long for a young person to catch on. So I'm not going to hold, you know, stand on the line too much longer, but I'm just passing this along. This is just food for thought.
Thank you.
So that's it.
That's great. Thank you. Yeah, because, yeah, the young people are the future, you know, and they need to get that energy released from them. So, yeah, it's thank you. Thank you so much.
All right. Okay, and you guys have a good night.
Okay, you too.
Thank you, Ann.
Okay, Carrie.
All right.
A good wisdom there. So back to you again.
So we have a few comments from Bonnie and Cheryl about clearings they've done and how it has helped them. And Bonnie is saying, I used to have feelings running my life, and after doing the feelings clearing, I don't even recognize that lifestyle. I feel free to do what I want, and that seems that reality, I guess, seemed beyond me, and she's saying that she's much more creative now, so that's really good to hear. And then Cheryl is saying, I noticed I don't fit in around people. I'm peaceful, but they don't see me. Is that because I'm, oh, this is a timeline question. I'm on their timeline, not on their timeline. I crashed a lot of my whole life. I crashed a lot, and my whole life is heading in a different direction now. Don't even have the desire to be around a lot of people that I used to hang out with. So, yeah, maybe you want to comment on that. Ron,
how... Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that is true. You know, you don't want to be... You find that you don't want to be in their storyline any longer. That's the whole thing. You know, their drama and traumas are just used, you know, maybe by a group of people that are closely maybe related or, you know, good friends. And they keep recycling the same stuff, so it keeps you all in that same, you know, pot of stew. Doesn't matter, you know, if you're the carrot or the, or, you know, the potato or whatever else is in there, you know, some corn or something. You're one of those in there kind of just being, hanging out, waiting for the next one to respond or to give a question or to have a life experience that they're talking about, and then you relate to that. And this is, like I was talking about earlier, if you hang with those same people, you may actually think that the clearings that you had didn't necessarily work because you're bringing it back to yourself again. This is why I say you must become responsible for your life. And you're going to find when you want to do that, that the old people in your life, which would be old patterns, old timelines, you know, you have to look at it. Like I always say, it's next to impossible to change somebody's belief system. But once you find out that you're being controlled by a belief system and you get out of it, you probably don't want to go back into it again. And this is why you probably will need to find maybe new friends, new people, but it's sometimes difficult because everybody is used to being, you know, on that pot on the stove in some kind of reality of consciousness where you keep recycling people's stuff. But once you get out of it, then you know that you can become free. And this is kind of, I think, what the Bible talks about. You know that I'm not a Bible student, but that's what I would say being born again of the Spirit. Okay, because all of a sudden, you have your spirit, and you can use your spirit for free choice, free will. Even though you're still under the controlling energies here, this is why the billboard clearing, the psychic billboard, is so nice, because you're actually using a pre-programmed darkness energy, but you're using it for the light for you, because you can now change that program to what you want it to be, the same way with the self-empowerment clearing. You can look, and if you do all those clearings, you'll probably be a different person afterwards. And the people around you will either wonder, what happened to you? How come you changed so much? They may not like that because you won't be willing to jump into that pot of stew again to communicate with them because you've been there, done that. And, you know, I'm sure most of the listeners listening here are probably over 20, and you could be as old as 70, you know? So, you know, if you are, you know, in the senior citizen age, you know that you've been in a lot of stews out there, and you just don't want to be in anymore, you know? Especially if the stew is, you know, getting burnt on the bottom of the pan, you know, you want to just walk away, Renee. And then this is where you get your freedom. So if you do find, you know, like I said, one of the clearings that you may have had that possibly is you think is not working for you, well, it worked when it was there, but maybe you happen to go back into that stew, and it's up to you to become proactive to get out of it again. Maybe it's only part of it. Remember, when you have a clearing, most of that stuff's erased from you, so you don't know where you are. And this is why I mentioned a long time ago, and it's still true, whenever I do clearings for people, most people instantly don't know what happened to them. You know, you say, okay, you know, I'm taking away the pain or I'm doing an emotional clearing on you, and all of a sudden they're pain-free, and they say, thank you very much. And you say, well, how was that? And they don't know what to say because they don't have any more reference for where they used to be, because that's how the light works. The light doesn't keep the drama and trauma with you. It fixes the problem, and takes away your past. You still have that experience, though. You can look at it. But for most people, they associate the no pain, no gain, and they're waiting to have something happen to them in the energy so they can actually feel something. So they want to work through something because they've been trained that you have to work through an issue. And you don't have to do that. So some of the clearings, you know, are actually, you know, for myself to get repeat business, they're actually too good because the people get cleared. They don't know where they were. And they go, yeah, this is great. And you say, did you have a clearing with Ron? Well, yeah, I had a clearing, but, you know, they don't know that they've moved on. But, and they really have, but they don't really recognize where they were to talk about how much problems they've had, how much pain they had, how they used to feel upset all the time. Because they don't live there, but they really can't bring it up any longer because it's no longer there. This is why if you are going to have a clearing, most of you out there might understand this. You may want to write down where you are right now in your life, you know, before you have a clearing. And say, okay, well, I'm this kind of person, I'm that, you know. If you don't know where you are, ask your friends. They might want to tell you. But, you know what your issues are because you're having a particular clearing. And write down how you feel about something. So you have it right now before you have the clearing, and then do the clearing and just see how your life has changed. And all of a sudden you're going to go, wow, yeah, I don't live here any longer. I wrote those words down? Gee, I didn't know I did that. Because you're actually being taken out of, in a sense, out of that timeline of that reality of that emotion or whatever situation you're dealing with. But, you know, I'm here to talk about mainly when you have a clearing, if you do get stuck into that pot of stew again, then, you know, that's why you want to have probably the unlimited emotional one or the unlimited something, if that's the case, because you allowed yourself to become corded over again with maybe just a small part of that issue, and maybe you got rid of 99% of it, but another one cropped up, or maybe a tangent on one. So that's why the unlimited issues or unlimited clearings are so good. And also just know that you have to not allow people to cord you back into their reality because you can take on their stuff thinking that it's yours. It's like doing entities. So, you know, I think the entity clearing, you know, is a very nice one to have if, you know, you're dealing with people all the time and they come across and try to slime you, you know, and give you their stuff. If you're strong enough in yourself and you know that it's not your issue, then you're fine. No problem whatsoever. But if for some reason you happen to be like a little sponge and you start taking stuff on, then yeah, that's why you definitely would need to get the emotional one unlimited, or maybe if it's a different issue, get into that. You know, like I kind of mentioned before, the people that are in AA, they confirm that they're sick all the time. Well, where's the 13th step? You know, the 12th step program, but the 13th one is, you know, I'm healed, goodbye Charlie, you know. Instead, they claim that they're an alcoholic all the time. Well, how's that going to get them out of that situation? You know, they're not in denial, but they're bringing all that energy of all the alcoholics that come to that program into them. So they're being corded by all the alcoholics. So if a person is maybe partially well with their group, maybe of, say, a dozen or so people who go to these groups, I know they meet everywhere, and a new person comes in, that new person is going to give them all of that person's stuff. And now you're in this soup, and instead of just having some potatoes, maybe and some corn, and maybe some peas and carrots, all of a sudden they threw in something else, maybe some zucchini. And now you got a whole nother energy that you have to deal with because you're involved in this group with extra stuff coming into you. And like I said, where is a 13th step on these programs to say, you know, I'm out of it. Maybe the 13th step is to do all the, you know, a few or many of the clearings on the website to get them out of this stuff. But, you know, there has to be a point to where you can say, yeah, I'm healed. I'm okay. I love myself. Goodbye, Charlie. And, you know, that's it. I'm out of this group that's trying to bring me down all the time by doing an affirmation that I am, you know, an alcoholic or, you know, a person in maybe NA, you know, I am a druggie, you know, and how do you get out of that when you keep affirming that, bringing in that energy to your body because you can't get out of it because you're in the soup. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So Ted's asking about the whole life emotional and feeling clearing. Which one's more important of those two?
Well, you have to do, you start off with the emotional one. It's not that there's a choice there. You first do the emotions. The emotions are going to kill you. And naturally, you don't want to die tomorrow, so you want to live longer. So do the emotional one first. Then that emotional one can cross over into feelings, okay? Because the emotional one does so much, it's unbelievable. Then you evaluate yourself and you see if you do need to have the feeling energies done. I would say most people, I don't know, I'll just stab at, 10 to 20% of the people need to have the feeling body clearing. Not everybody needs that. You know, you don't need to have all the clearings. You know, just see where you are. You know, how much have your parents worked on themselves, okay? Maybe they cleared that away from you. Maybe your grandparents worked on themselves and cleared it out of them. You know, that's what they should have been doing. But, you know, so you have to know that the emotional ones where you start off with. And then from there, you start to understand where you are with your life. Because when you're stuck in emotions, you're in that stew completely. And you can't get out of it. And then you're having everybody's storyline run into yours. And you think that you are living their story along with yours, too. Because it all kind of is overlapping. So you need to get into your own life and look at your own story and see how you can clear that. But the emotional one is where you start off with first. If you're older, then I'd highly recommend older being probably 30 or older, unless you had some near-death experiences or close calls, do the death barcode one. Other than that, you know, if you're younger and you're listening and maybe you're 20, 25, you know, and you haven't almost got into a car wreck or almost got run over or almost fell off a cliff or something, you know, if you feel like nothing's happened to you to give you, a close call to death, then you probably would not need to do the death barcodes, even though they could be with you. But most people who are over 30 already has probably went through one of them. So that's where you start after you do the emotional clearing. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so on the topic of the emotional clearing, Everett is saying that every time he gets the money to do that one, something comes up to take the cash away. So he's wondering what's blocking him, and so maybe we can talk a little bit about how to empower yourself to get the money to do these things, and I know money is a hot topic for a lot of people.
Oh, okay, I got it. I'm putting up a clearing. I think it's $50 for a barcode clearing. I talked about it before, and this will be for I forgot the name on it. It's a undefined.
Undisclosed or something, yeah.
Yeah, unknown type
unknown.
Of barcode, which could be interfering with your life, you know. I talk to some people, and they go, Ron, I don't know what the hell's going on in my life. I just can't do this. I can't do that, you know, and whenever I try to do this or want to do this, something blocks me. Well, there might be a barcode on you for that. I can't guarantee there's going to be one, but we're going to be putting that clearing up so that you can at least try it and see. And then it'll have the unlimited version too. So that's going to be for people that have like an unknown or undefined, type of situation where, you know, and you have to check with your spirit and just go over it a few days and just kind of let it settle in. Do I have other things affecting me? It could be hexes and spells. So, you know, it could be something like that or a dark side practitioner not wanting you to go forward. But typically, you know, and the dark side one would be the dark side mind control practitioner one. Thank you, Susan, for putting it on there, because that's what happens is that somebody could be interfering with your life that way, courting you, allowing you not to get ahead in your life. But it could be a barcode, too, if it's not somebody doing something with you. But anyway, this show is, I'm trying to get involved with self-empowerment, how to use the website, what works, maybe what doesn't work for you. So I'm trying to cover what doesn't work, mainly because there may be other issues there. And it could be entities or something else coming into your life making the clearings, I won't say not work, but bringing forth new stuff that you thought you got rid of. The clearings always work. And that's why if you have a physical condition and you did clearings and you don't know why you're not improving, well, then you want to do the magnetic twisted body one. That could be the reason why you're not healing, because that one is so very, very powerful, because you're not getting the energy to you from your spirit to your body, and all the energetic bodies that make you up. So that one is very, very important to do. But the main thing is like for self-empowerment, for yourself to get ahead, whatever that means for you, to feel better. This is all these clearings are mainly for, is to get you more with your spirit so that you're working more in the present moment of light and getting off of the timeline here of the darkness. And this is why we're here, to get you more spirit empowered. And you can't be spirit empowered unless you get rid of the darkness in you, and the darkness in you prevents your spirit from coming forward. So this is the reason why we have these different radio programs on BBS here, is to get you so that you're able to become self-realized with your spirit. But the spirit needs to get some help to get rid of these blocked energies. And that's why the lightship is here. It comes every 2,000 years to help people, just for a short amount of time. So you need to get on the bandwagon to start to do the clearings so that you can feel better. So, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and for Everett, there's the self-empowerment, of course, and I see on here you've written maybe it's an entity doing that or a hex, and the self-empowerment clearing, which is $50 for 6 weeks, that Ron, you know, I'm sure you've heard about it many times, Ron was mentioning at the top of the show, that has spells and hexes and curses in it. So if you are feeling like that's an issue, you can get it off that way. There is also the hexes and spells one, and then there's the time line crashing, which is just, is it $20 for a month, I think, Ron? And you can, I did 75 timeline crashes for financial lack. So you could pick something like financial lack, or if you're getting the money and then it's getting taken away with other stuff, you could, I don't know, do some other wording of it that fits what you feel is happening, and do a ton of timeline crashes for that too. Might be 20 a week, I'm not sure. And also there's the whole life prosperity clearing, Ron, which you've got up for $25 for the whole life clearing. What does that do exactly? What does that clear out?
Okay, prosperity, most people think of being prosperous as money.
Right.
And it's not necessarily that, but it can work that way. So the prosperity clearing is to get you more in touch with abundance. You know, there's these words that we use here, you know, that kind of always comes back to money, you know. So people think if I was really abundant, I would have lots of flowers. But you might have a yard full of flowers, so you're very abundant with flowers, but you want to get abundant somewhere else, you see. So everybody has abundance with them, but they may not recognize where it is. So what it does is it clears away blockages. And the blockage is, you know, up to you to help to clear away. So what it does, it's a great self-empowerment clearing for that. That's why I put it up. And so, you know, there's just a lot of clearings, and I really can't put up a money clearing, only because people would tend to think that by doing that clearing, they're going to have a windfall. And that isn't the way it works. What brings stuff into your life is your spirit, and all the clearings online is to get the densities out of you to have your spirit help you out more. Otherwise, the light of the darkness, your natal chart, is going to be running your life, so you want to get away from that. This is why these clearings are all so important. I should be having that bundle up, I believe, probably by the weekend here, if I'm not mistaken, which will be dealing with the body jumpstart. So we'll see what happens with that. I think it's in the works now, maybe on a test page or something being checked out. So that one hopefully will be up, and you'll be able to go into there to use that if you need to have more of a clearing to help your body out. And so that's kind of where we are with that. It'll be a bundle where you get 4 to 5 clearings, I think, for one price. So we'll see what happens. And we still have that half-price special going on till the end of this month. So if you had a clearing in this year, a regular price, and whatever you get after that, the next clearing would be half price. So, and a lot of people I see are taking advantage of that because they're doing the whole lifetime ones, and it's more affordable that way. So, and remember, whatever you get done on a whole lifetime, your whole life is cleared. That's the way it works with that particular issue. But it can go deeper if you happen to get drawn into something, and all of a sudden the DNA that's kind of dormant in you all of a sudden it gets popped forward, and then you're dealing with maybe a body past life issue. But what's come up in this lifetime, typically it gets released completely. So, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and Pauline is saying that the prosperity, I think she's saying the prosperity clearing connects to receiving. So maybe that's in the mix there too. Excuse me. I have 55 on my clock. I think we came in a little late, but I don't remember exactly. But I know you wanted to do the mind to heart drop at the end of the show.
Do that now. So here we go.
Okay.
Okay. So here we go, everybody. This way, now you're going to be heart centered. Otherwise, if I did it initially, you wouldn't be. So here we go. This you can do yourself. So we're going to go from 10 to 1, counting backwards. You can feel the energy actually drop down. Your spirit has to be involved, so you want to command your spirit to do this clearing, and it'll take your awakening thoughts, the mind chatter, and also there's a question on here, does a mental clearing help to get rid of mind chatter? Normally it does, yes. I can't guarantee it, but I would say probably 80% of it could possibly be released. A lot of people feel much better afterwards. So here we go, dropping down. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. This connects your thoughts to your heart. Then you're out of judgment, and you're with your spirit. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And one more time. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, it should feel really heart-centered. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, I'm not going to read anything else, I don't think, because we don't really have time for any more questions from the fast chat. So I'll just say the next show will be on Friday at 7 Pacific, 10 Eastern on Station 2. And then after the show, Ron will be doing his Q&A, and we'll have the number up on the fast chat for that just after the show. And on Saturday, we're going to give another go for Station 2 also at 7 p.m. So if you haven't heard us saying this before, the Saturday show is moving a couple of hours earlier, so 7 Pacific, 10 Eastern, just like on Fridays, and on Station 2, just like on Fridays. And then I think Ron was mentioning also this week, coming weekend, he'll be starting up his intensives, the 4 hours on Saturday and the first of the 3 8-hour Sunday intensives. So that's the 10th, Saturday the 10th, and Sunday the 11th. And what else, Ron? Is there anything else?
No, that's basically it. So our next program will be Friday, and we'll continue on Wednesdays here with self-empowerment. So if you would like to jot down some questions for next Wednesday, you could do so if you wish. And we'll see you later, everybody. So blessings, and stay heart-centered. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Carrie.
Thank you, Ron. Good night, everyone.